的見證有沒有感動啊？
I wonder if you have any what did you touch your heart when the Lilia shared her testimony with you？
呢個咧刪曬呢個 cut 咗 ，OK？ Lilia 講嘅見證係講咗一半嘅啫。
Lilia only shared half of their testimony or experience with you.
Lilia 係講咗乜嘢？講咗第七章第七節。
He only talked about Matthew 7 and 7.
尋找嘅就尋見。
Seek
祈求嘅就得著。叩門嘅就開門，係嘛？
He said, "Seek, you will be found. Ask, you will be given to you. Lock the and the door will be open to you."
你哋每一個信主信得耐，祈禱祈禱耐嘅，你都知道啦。唔係個個祈禱神即刻應允嘅，點會呢家經濟咁蕭條，兩個翻到嚟一個月之內揾到工作，你開玩笑啊
？So you guys have been a Christian for a long time. That sometimes you know that sometimes a prayer may not be answered right away, and you know in this case of Lilia.And their prayer will answer right away. It was amazing because of their bedtime of the economy right now. They do not just hold the verses of Matthew
7:7.
They also hold fast on Matthew 6:33.
先求神嘅国同埋神嘅义
which is to seek the kingdom of God first.
你一切所需要嘅
，and those you need，
神都知道
，God knows about it，
神都供应
，God will provide，
神都预备
，God will prepare，
神都加俾你
，God will give it to you。
佢唔单止星期三翻嚟祈祷会
，She only just come for the prayer meeting。
星期四翻嚟查经班
，She comes for Bible study on Thursday。
佢哋家庭住喺西边。
The family live in the west side.
星期二車佢兩個仔女去到南邊阿 Grand 嘅屋企嚟查聖經。
And they took their children to a prayer meeting on Tuesday, which is located in the south side.
這一切嘅事情
，all these things，
神都見到。
All these things they have done, God knew.
這樣尋求神嘅人
，and these people who seek the Lord，
必定尋得見
，and will be found.
明白嗎
？You understand this？
星期二、星期三、星期四、星期日，
so,
七日嘅時間，四日嚟尋求神。
So they devote the times of the whole week, to seek God on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Sorry, thank you. 對唔住，係啊。Oh, thank you reminding me. 星期六啊。嗱，留心聽啊，姊妹。
And also on Saturday, yes, listen, sister.
Wesley, 你幾多歲啊
？How are you, Wesley?
啊 ？11.
Wesley is 11.
一個有十一歲嘅孩子嘅母親，搏曬命啊！去為佢以前嘅員工車去由佢住喺西邊，邀請佢嘅員工星期六翻嚟教會，車佢翻嚟教會，應承佢幫佢啲仔女嚟 babysit， 咁樣嚟帶人翻嚟教會啊！神為佢預備工作，明唔明我意思啊？星期二帶仔女去到親近神，星期三嚟祈禱會，星期四查經，星期六嚟侍奉神。帶人信主，仲要煮飯 ，right？ 星期日嚟崇拜，二三四五六日，六日啦！啊，即係主話咩啊？六日你要作工，第七日你要休息。哦，你嗌佢休息可以。
So can you consider a mother of 11 years old with 11 years old child who is the youngest？That she also committed to bring her period staff to the church on Saturday worship. Not only invite them to the church. She also committed to drive them all the way to the church. And you know, not only that, he also committed to bring the children to the Bible study on Tuesday, prayer meeting on Wednesday, Bible study on Thursday, and Saturday, gave the rides to her staff and friends to the north side to worship, and then to worship on Sunday with us. So in the week, she spent at least 5 days in a week to seek God. Now to Sunday, and is really a day of rest for her.
Ray, 我講得啱唔啱啊 Ray?
Ray, am I correct?
Ray 話佢都有份嘅, 因為佢批准佢太太咁樣做。
Ray said,
that I believe too.
Ray said, not just her doing all this hard work, I also participate in that because I agree with her activities or commitments.
我們為她的工作祈禱, 她interview了之後, 我問她怎樣, 她好像屎一樣, 她好像屎一樣, 即是不行的了。 神就在屎裡面提拔她出來, 聖經說的, 神在糞土裡面提拔一個人出來, okay?
So he asked me to pray for him to seek the job, and then after the interview, I asked him how was the interview. Ray said it wasn't doing well. It didn't go well at all. Like, and then it was amazing.
He said, "Not doing not well." See, my not well, really bad, okay?
It's really bad. And then it's amazing. He thought that he won't get a job, but amazing, God used, even in the worst situation, he offered him a job for this. Isn't that amazing?
神是最厲害的了。他講那些事呢,他就做了。
God is faithful. He did what he said or promised.
詩篇113篇第7節神從灰塵裡抬舉貧寒人神從糞堆裡提拔窮乏人使到他們與王子同坐就是與本國的王子同坐
So in Psalm 103:7 it said, He raised the poor from the dust, lift the needy from the ash heap. He sit them with the princes and with the prince of the people.
貧窮人如果尋求神，神使佢同王子同坐。貧窮人變為君王可以。
God can raise the poor and make him sit with the prince.
我們低頭祈禱。Let's
pray.
親愛的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
我們多謝你,
We thank you.
你的說話,
because your word
是傳到永遠的,
your word lasts forever.
你的說話,
your command
安定在天,
settled in heaven.
哪一個,
whoever
按著你的說話來行,
whoever follow your commands,
他就能夠尋得見你,
and they will seek you.
而且是歡喜快樂,
and be rejoiced.
讓你自己就幫助你自己的仆人,
may you help me, your servant.
將你自己的話語,
that I can use, I can declare your word,
講解得清楚,
in a way that is clear,
講解得明白,
and understandable.
叫你自己的兒女,
such that your children, 聽到你自己說話之後, your children, once they hear your words,
按著你自己說話來行,
they will do according to your commands.
能夠遇見到主你自己,
so they can meet you.
能夠歡喜快樂,
they can be joyful.
能夠得著主你自己的祝福,
and be blessed by you.
求你自己親自施恩,
may you mercy, show mercy to us.
求你自己親自憐憫,
show your compassion.
幫助你自己的僕人,
help your servant.
講解得清楚明白,
to explain your words clearly.
要幫助你自己的兒女,
and also help your children.
將我們所聽見的,
Based on what we heard,
藏在我們內心裡面,
store that in our hearts,
免得我們得罪你,
lest we will offend you.
讓你的說話,
may your word
成為我們腳前的燈,
be the lamp of our feet,
成为我们路上的光,
be the light of our path,
指引我们,
guide us.
当我们不知道向左或向右的时候,
when we don't know which way to turn, either left or right,
让我们听见后面有声音对我们说,
but we hear your words behind us.
这是正路,
that's the right way.
行在其间,
walk that way.
让我们行在其间的时候,
when we walk in the path,
你见到主你自己,
we can meet you.
然后欢喜快乐
and be joyful.
来到你殿面前
when we come before you,
来赞美你
so we can praise you,
感谢你
thanks you.
奉耶稣基督圣名而求
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿门
Amen.
我想问一个问的问题，好吗？今天在座之中有没有人是还未认识主的？
I just want to ask one question. Is anyone among us hasn't accepted Christ as a Savior?
可不可以举举手啊？
Please raise up your hand.
是还未认识主。
For those who are not, don't know God yet, or Christ yet.
个都认识主啊。
Everyone knows Christ.
因为今天所说的说话呢,
because the sermon today,
这个登山宝训呢,
the beatitude,
这个百福呢,
this beatitude,
不是跟一些非基督徒说的,
is not talk about to the non-Christians.
非基督徒他不明白他说什么。
For the non-Christian, they will not understand what it means.
耶稣讲这番的说话,
when Jesus talked about this,
不是在山下讲的,
not talk about that in the bottom of the mountain.
耶稣讲这番的说话,
when Jesus shared this,
是去到山上的,
it was in the mountainside.
当时,
at that time,
耶稣看见这许多的人,
he saw the crowds.
如果耶稣这番的说话是跟很多人讲的,
This beatitude was targeted to lots of people.
聖經就應該咁樣講法。
Then the Bible should record as is.
五章第一節。
Verse 5.
耶穌看見這許多嘅人。
When he saw the crowds.
第二節。
And then part of that.
第二節。
The next one, next sentences.
就開口教訓他們。
And he began to teach them.
No, 聖經唔係咁樣講。
But the Bible did not say it this way.
聖經話耶穌看見這許多嘅人
but the Bible said when he saw the crowds,
就上到山上
he went up on the mountainside.
既然坐下
after he sat down,
去到山頂
in the mountainside,
就坐喺度
he sat down.
願意跟住佢上山嘅
those who are willing to go with him to the mountainside,
呢啲人係門徒
and those are the disciples.
所以門徒到佢嘅跟前嚟。
That's why the disciples came to him.
那时候,
at that time,
耶稣就开口教训他们,
and he began to teach them.
所以呢, 今天这篇道呢,
That's why this sermon today,
不是同一些神家以外的人讲的,
is not to talk to their, is not to talk to the family of the God family outside of God's family.
是同神家里的人讲的,
is talk.To their family of gods,
是同一啲願意跟從佢
and to those who are willing to follow him,
願意上山
willing to go up to the mountain side,
嚟聽佢嘅説話
to listen to him.
誒，落山好容易啊
It's easy to go down to the mountain,
上山好艱難嘅
but go up to the mountain is difficult.
嚇？邊邊個講啊？係咩？上山容易啊
？So there was a saying going up to the mountain is easier than coming down.
我唔係講 Chinese， 我講聖經啊！呢家。
So I'm not talking about the Chinese parable or Chinese proverbs， but it's the Bible proverbs。
呢篇道。
This sermon
係同基督徒同門徒講嘅。
Is to the disciple。
有一個目的。
The purpose
喺五章第二節，你寫低佢。
The purpose is in the verse 2。
五章第二節嗰度，你開耶穌就開口教訓佢哋。
He said he began to teach them。
你寫低五章四十八節。
He also referenced that to chapter 5 verse
48。
48。
耶穌開口教訓佢有一個目的，就是、叫佢哋完全像天父完全一樣。
The reason for this teaching is reference back to the purpose of that teaching is to reference back to Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 is be perfect. Therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
耶穌講呢番嘅説話
，When he said this，
係叫佢哋自己嘅跟從佢嘅門徒
，such that his disciple
效法佢個榜樣。
Will follow his example.
叫佢哋完全
follow his example to be perfect.
像天父完全一樣
as the heavenly Father is perfect.
Okay. 好啦，我翻轉頭
Let's go back.
八福咧係好短嘅啫
Beatitude is pretty short.
我鼓勵你咧，如果你知道自己係信咗主
，I encourage you as a Christian，
同埋你冇背聖經嘅習慣
，and those who are Christian and never do not practice memorizing Bible verses，
呢個係一個開始
，this would be the good beginning。
五章三節
，verse
至到五章十二節
，to 12，
你將呢個八福背咗去
，you memorize these verses 5 to 13。
第一個福氣
the first blessing，
佢話虛心嘅人有福啦。
Blessed are the poor in spirit，
因為天國係他們嘅。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven。
虛心係咩意思咧
？What does it mean by the poor in spirit？
可以翻譯為靈裏邊嘅貧窮。
So it can translate as a poor in spirit。
或者係譯翻做咩咧？謙卑嘅人
，or those who are humble，
覺得自己喺靈方面係有缺乏嘅。
Humble in the sense that they knew that there's some deficiency in the spiritual。
覺得喺屬靈方面嘅東西係自己好有缺乏。
Realize the spiritual poverty。
當你覺得有缺乏嘅時候
，when you realize that you are lack of something，
你先係會追求。
If you lack that you lack, you realize you lack of something, then you will seek.
你睇唔到你自己有缺乏嘅時候
，If you don't see your lack of anything,
啊，你唔會係追求。
You will not pursue it.
所以主耶穌佢話
，That's why Christ said,
你覺得你靈裏邊貧窮嘅
，When you feel that you are poor in spirit,
你係一個有福嘅人
，You are blessed.
點解咧
？Why?
天國係你哋嘅
，Because there is the kingdoms of heaven.
神唔能夠救到一啲驕傲嘅人。
God would not save those who are proud.
箴言書第三章
In Proverbs 3,
佢話神阻擋驕傲嘅人
God opposed the proud.
神施恩俾謙卑嘅人
And he will bless the humble.
雅各書係咁樣講
Same thing as James.
彼得前書都係咁講
Same as 1 Peter.
舊約係咁講
It said in the Old Testament.
新約都係咁講
As well as in the New Testament.
我哋想得到神嘅福氣嘅時候
If you want to get a blessing from God.
想得到神嘅恩典嘅時候
To get the kindness of God.
一定要謙卑
We have to humble.
驕傲嘅人
For those who are proud.
進唔到神嘅國
Cannot enter the kingdom of God.
唯有謙卑嘅人
But just for those who
are humble. 才能夠進到
For those who are humble, they can enter the kingdom of God.
因為神阻擋驕傲嘅
Because God will oppose the proud.
神施恩俾謙卑嘅人
And show his mercy to the one who are humble.
神施恩俾你嘅時候
When God show you the mercy,
你能夠進到天國
Then you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
天國係你哋嘅
That's why the kingdom of heaven is yours.
呢個係第一個福氣
That is the first blessing.
第二個福氣
The second blessing
係哀恸
Is the one who mourn.
哀恸係咩意思呢
What does he mean by mourn?
是為到自己嗰個靈命
Mourn for their spiritual life.
唔單止睇到自己靈裏邊缺乏
Not only see there's a lack of growth in the spiritual life.
睇到自己嘅罪惡
Also seen your iniquity.
睇到自己嘅軟弱
You seen your weaknesses.
睇到自己嘅無能
You knew your incapability.
為自己嘅軟弱
For the sake of your weakness.
為自己嘅罪
For the sake of the sin,
你哀恸
you mourn for this.
这个人有福了
And these are the blessed people.
为自己嘅罪嚟哀恸嘅人
，who for those who mourn for your sins，
有一日
，one day，
神会安慰佢
，God will comfort them。
所以圣经佢话
，That's why the Bible said，
哀恸嘅人有福啦
，Blessed are those who mourn，
因为佢必得安慰
，for they will be comforted。
仲有
，and
好啦，你首先为自己嘅罪孽哀恸。
First, you mourn for your sin.
当你得咗安慰嘅时候
，when you got comfort，
你就为你自己嘅儿女嘅灵命嚟哀恸。
Then you mourn for your children's，
为佢儿为你
spiritual，
为你自己儿女嘅灵命嚟痛哭。
Mourn for the spiritual depravity of the children.
我仲记得去年、旧年啊，大约呢个时候。Wesley 唔見咗個 computer chips，right？ 哦，我哋完咗 cap， 完咗 sunny side 嗰陣時啊，好遲出嚟啊嘛，因為嗰個有一個姊妹洗完禮啦，佢話又要人哋個個洗完禮，佢話要再洗，記唔記得啊？咁我咪要再同佢洗禮，我又要再沖涼，咁我最後一個出嚟，巴士嚟咗啦嘛，係嘛
？So remember last year at the same time that Wesley lost his computer chip。And we were in the Sunnyside doing the baptize at that time, and then I need to rebaptize that again, and I was late because I was late coming out because I needed to take a bath, and the bus was waiting outside.
Wow, I heard a baby 哀哭嘅声音啊
I heard the baby was crying.
Wow, I 睇下边个原来 Wesley 嗰阵时十岁啦，嗰阵时
So I looked, and it was Wesley. He was about 10 years old.
Am I right, Wesley?
Am I? Yeah.
一年之後
A year later,
呢個 baby 改變咗咯
His heart changed.
Wesley, 企起身
Let's stand, Wesley. Would you?
話俾我聽詩篇119篇背到幾多節
And tell us, how many verses you have memorized in Psalm 119?
84
verses he has memorized.
Did you hear?From verse 1 to verse 84? What is verse 1? Blessed are those who are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. See?
So he memorized the 84 verses, and he can recite verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are they who ways are blameless, walk according to the law of the Lord.
Wow, good for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley.
我告訴你聽啊，佢父母啊喺星期二啊，車啲仔女嚟到神面前嚟咁樣種下呢啲種子嘅時候啊，佢未睇到什麼果子嘅。Give him another 10 years, you see the difference.
So the parents committed to.Plant a spiritual seeds to the children, to take them to the Bible study on Tuesdays, and you will see. You may not see the effect of it yet, but in 10 years later, you will guarantee you will see some of the effects of it.
当我哋为自己嘅儿女嚟哀恸嘅时候
，when we start mourning for our children,
见到儿女哀哭
，when we saw
children cry, 为啲冇价值嘅东西嚟哀哭。
When we saw our children cry for the things that is worthless,
我哋为佢哋哀哭
we mourn with him as well.
记唔记得圣经点讲啊 ，Wesley？
Remember what the Bible said, Wesley?
Turn my eyes away from worthless things.
Is that turn?
Preserve my life according to your law, right?
In the Psalm, it said that help us to turn our hearts away from the worthless things and preserve my life according to your law.
当我哋睇见自己儿女离开神
，when we see our children leave God，
我哋为佢嘅灵命嚟哀恸
，we mourn for their spiritual，
带佢去到神面前
，we will bring them to God。
有一日
，in one day，
我哋嘅心得着安慰
，our heart will be comforted。
除咗第一为自己嘅灵命哀恸
，not only you mourn for your own spiritual，
你得到帮助之后
life。Once you've been comforted,
你为你自己嘅儿女嘅灵命嚟哀恸
And you also mourn for your children.
为你个配偶、你个灵命嚟哀恸。
Mourn for your spouse as well.
为你个父母个灵命嚟哀恸。
Mourn for your parents.
你喺神面前嚟哀哭。
Cry before God.
你祈祷。
And pray.
有一日。
One day.
神会安慰你。
God will comfort you.
上星期。
Last week.
Simon Ho 同我讲。
Simon Ho told me.
佢话去见佢 uncle。
He said he will go back to Hong Kong to visit his uncle. His uncle is 90 something years old.
回去三个星期,
he will went back for 3 weeks.
咁我同个 Simon 讲,
then I told Simon,
我话神叫我同你讲,
I told Simon because I feel that God want me to share this.
我话你今次回去,
this time you go back,
可能是最后一次,
maybe the last time.
你 uncle 94岁,
your uncle is 94.
你好好传福音俾佢。
You better share the gospel with him.
佢话他又又攞二奶啊，即系又呢家同佢住埋嗰个都唔系自己嘅太太，钱又多，时时又窒 Simon， 话 Simon 唔识搵钱，然后我话 Simon， 你同佢讲啊，我话你一蚊我都唔爱你啊，你将呢啲钱系攞去地狱里边啊。
So he, his uncle has had lots of concubine or mistress, and even the one who is living with him right now is probably a different mistress as well. He often criticized Simon about not smart enough or making money. And I told Simon that you remember to share with him that even though you have lots of money, I don't need any sense from you. You can take it up with you.
我叫他今次回去的时候，我要他禁食。
I asked him to fast and pray.
然后同佢 uncle 传福音。
And then share the gospel with him.
带个 uncle 信主。
Bring his uncle to Christ.
证实你喺教会里边所传嘅道系真嘅。
To prove that your teaching in the church is truth is worth is trustworthy.
使徒行传十六章三一节。
In Acts 16:31.
当信主耶稣。
Those who believe in God.
当信主耶稣。你同你一家都能够得救。
Those who believe in God, your whole family will believe in God.
昨天晚上
，last night，
我打俾 Simon。
I call Simon。
我话俾佢听，我哋为你祈祷。
That I talk to him that we will pray for you。
我啲 uncle 点样
？How was your uncle？
佢话带佢信咗主，同佢洗咗礼。
And he shared with us that he led him to Christ and also baptized him.
他去的时候，他说不行的，这个 uncle. 我说行的。
And he, before he left, he said, no, I don't think he will change his heart.
But 主的说话说行的。He will. 你不是看你自己啊，你不是看他啊，你看着主的说话。
Because I told him that circumstances might need you not to believe, but you should focus yourself on God's word.His words is powerful.
呢个好多人啊睇圣经啊，睇咗之后啊，佢话呢句说话同林牧师讲嘅就唔系同我讲嘅。
Lots of people there today, now today Christian, they when they read the Bible, they thought that this words is only speaking to the pastor, not me.
佢话好心硬啊，佢唔会信主嘅。
And he said that he has a heart, his heart is hardened. He will not believe in God.
我话你都未传福音，你已经打败仗，你都话佢唔信主，你点会传啊？我话你落，我话俾佢听啊，千几蚊嘅机票啊，呢啲钱唔系你嘅，系主嘅。我话你浪费佢嘅时间啊，浪费佢嘅钱啊，佢唔敢出声。跟住我琴晚同佢讲，我话你记唔记得我哋点讲啊？成个说话应有冇能力噶？佢话 You are right.
So I rebuke him.Saying that before he started, he always saying that it will not be, his uncle will not turn his heart to God. So I said, well, before the battle start, you already lost half of the battle already because you don't believe in it. I want to remind you that this time you go back to Hong Kong, it costs you a few thousand dollars for the airfare, and that is not your money. This is God's money. So you better share the gospel with him. And then after that, I asked him, now, do you think it's truthful? God's word is truthful? And he said, yes, it's truthful.
当信主耶稣，主点样讲，你就点样做。你同你一家都能够得救。
So we have to trust in the law. We do what he said, and the whole family and household will be saved.
为自己嘅家人不信主嘅恶心嚟哀恸。
You should pray for your family that their heart is hardened and should mourn for them.
为佢禁食。
Fast for them.
为佢流泪。
Cry for them.
啊，我开始初睇圣经嘅时候。
When I first read the Bible,
我睇诗篇119:136.
I read Psalm 119:136.
我会唔会咁夸张啊？
Is it really truth? Or is that an exaggeration?
见到一啲人唔遵守神嘅说话，你会流泪下流成河，哇！流泪下流成河，即系流好多泪啊！你知唔知我讲咩嘢啊？流泪好似个 river 咁样，夸唔夸张啊？流咁多眼泪。
So when I read that, I thought, you know, is that real? Because he said in here, streams of tears flow from my eyes.
弟兄姊妹。记住呢个圣经啊
！Remember these verses.
136节呢个圣经啊
，verse
136，写低喺马太福音5:4.
Please reference.
哀恸嘅人有福啦，因为佢必得安慰。
Please.
呢个人啊，为自己嘅罪啊，为家人嘅罪啊，为朋友嘅罪啊，眼泪下流成河啊。点解啊？佢睇到家人，睇到自己。没有遵守到神的律法，离开了神的说话，得不到福气，为这个得不到这个福气啊，来流泪啊。
So we should mourn for ourselves, for our family and friends, and cry for this, the depravity of the spiritual life.
Ray 有同我。翻星期四查經嘅啫，我想問下你啦嚇。以利冇聽到神嘅説話，佢失去乜嘢嘢？撒母耳記上啊，以利呢個祭司啊，冇聽到神嘅説話，佢失去乜嘢啊？掃羅冇聽到神嘅説話，佢失去咩嘢
？So
大衛聽神嘅説話，佢得到啲咩嘢啊？你明白呢啲説話，你喊到啊，好似河水咁樣咁多啊。
So you know, like we attend the Bible study on Thursday, we study the First Samuel, and you learn that when Eli did not listen to God, when Saul did not listen to God, compared to how David listened to God and what kind of blessing he got, that is why with this verse, you know.Why people will have streams of tears?
Lorraine, 佢失去咩嘢？以利失去乜嘢？大声啲！失去职份，冇咗工作，冇咗两个仔，仲有失去边啊？个媳妇都死咗啦，死咗四个啊！好惨啊！下流成河啊，是真的。
So what did?
我哋冇睇圣经啊，我哋冇思想啊，到哇事情发生嗰时啊 ，Why me? Why me? Why not you? 我哋惊啊，我哋惊啊，我哋唔惊点解？因为我哋冇睇圣经啊，个胆好大啊。
So what Eli lost was that he lost his priesthood, he lost two sons.He also lost his daughter-in-law, totally four of them. If we study the Bible, we will consider the word of the law. When calamity comes, we will not be fallen. If we consider the word of God, we will tremble. That's why you can see why tear of stream coming.
我初初睇圣经，我冇其他嘅经文，我冇背咗喺度，哇，好似好夸张啊！因為點解我都唔將呢啲經文同其他經文合埋一齊嚟睇啊？你明唔明白？浸到都冇咁誇張啊！下流成河，你而家泛濫先會咁樣嘅啫嘛，係嘛？落雨落得太多先咁樣啫嘛，點會流淚流到咁多啊？梗係啦，死咁多人，工作都冇埋，最寶貴做皇帝啊，做祭司啊，係尊貴嘅嘢嚟㗎，突然間冇咗咁嘅工作啊，唔死，你明白？自己寶貝得兩個仔啫嘛。 兩個啫嘛，兩個一齊死埋喎，你唔喊有冇搞錯啊？好慘啊呢個家庭。所以你呢啲經文背咗去啊，而家跟住點啊？你仔女唔知道噶，你阿媽做乜咁誇張啊？咁誇張？我做少少嘢唔聽神話啫嘛，你咁誇張？唔係咁誇張啊嘛？你同佢查經啊，唔係誇張啊。Moses, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
So before I start memorizing the Bibles, I just know that verses by verse. I never know how to link them together. Can you imagine the thing Eli has gone through? It is an honor to be a king and a priest. If he lost that position, it's very dreadful. Not only that, he lost two sons as well. It died. So I encourage you to memorize start memorizing the Bibles, and don't tell to yourself that, oh, I just do a little bit disobedience, and that's okay. So I encourage you as a parents, have a Bible study with your children.
我死了一个弟弟，我都眼泪流出来了。我死了一个女儿，我都流眼泪了。
So I lost my brother. I shed tears. I lost my daughter. I shed tears.
哀恸的人有福了。
More blessed are those who are mourned.
因為佢必得著安慰。
Because he would be comforted.
主啊，我為我自己唔遵守你嘅律法，我哀恸。因為我知道我唔守你嘅律法嘅時候，我會失去工作，我失去我寶貝嘅兒女。
I mourn because I know that if I don't obey your law, I would lose my job, I would lose my children.
好多人啊，嗱，我再問一問調查下，如果我一日食一餐。我哋肉體健唔健康？一日食一餐，王姑娘，你一日食幾多餐？食三餐。我哋一日食一餐，我哋都有啲問題啦，已經冇胃口啦，因為如果我哋喺屬靈生命裏邊一個星期只係食一餐，嗰餐係大餐嚟嘅，食成個幾鐘頭嘅。跟住你出去出邊咧，洗手間咧就排隊噶啦，全部屙曬出嚟，太肥太滯啊！明白嗎？一日食一餐，你都話唔得。呢家教會嘅弟兄姊妹喺一個星期食幾多餐啊？係一餐。要唔要為自己嘅靈命嚟哀恸？
So I want to do a little survey in here. I just want to ask you, how many meals do you eat a day? If you only need one meal a day, it's going to affect your health because you are losing appetite. I want to ask Mrs. Wong, how many meals you eat today? She said, I eat three meals a day. And can you imagine sometimes the brother and sister come to the church and they study the words for 1 hour. It's a buffet for them. And they overfatting themselves. So the next thing they do is go to the washroom to flush it out. And can you imagine only you feed yourself one meal per week? Definitely it will be starving. So that's why you need to mourn for yourself spiritually.
你說我怎麼會這樣呢?
How can I do that to myself like this?
Lydia 昨天帶她的員工以前的員工翻嚟教會幫佢babysit 佢嘅 child， 我見到嗰個婦人帶好多 formula， 一樽一樽，我話：哇！我睇到我哋做父母都冇咁樣喎。我問佢點樣餵嘅，佢話每三小時餵呢個孩子，每三小時有24小時，即係餵8次啊！我哋餵我哋仔女啊，我哋餵仔女用 formula 就餵8次一日。但我哋冇用神嘅説話嚟餵我哋仔女啊，一日8次啊，我係睇唔到呢個重要性啊。哦，呢個牧師咁緊張啊，使乜咁誇張啊？即好似你睇詩篇189篇136節，呢個人冇遵守神嘅説話啫嘛，你唔使咁誇張啫，使乜為佢喊啊？我話俾你聽啊，你唔為你自己嘅仔女流淚啊，你入去撒種啊，你唔會歡呼收割噶。 你作夢㗎啫。我唔係咁樣責備 Simon 啊。Simon 一定要去咧，佢同佢老婆講啊，今次翻香港食雲吞麵啊。我話你咁食啊，唔係食雲吞麵啊。我話你個肚子啊，我話你去三個星期唔食噶，你個肚都仲大過我個肚啊。我話你唔使驚啊，佢唔敢出聲。佢我淨係食麵啫，我唔食雲吞噶，正面啊。啊，呢個嘢啫。
So, Lily brought his former staff to the church on Saturday, and she brought along with a little baby, and also with a bunch of other stuff, which are the baby formula. So I asked her, how often do you feed the baby? So she told me that I fed the baby every 3 hours. So in a day, that's 24 hours, so equivalent to 8 times per day. Can you imagine yourself, draw a parallel in God's words, that people spiritually don't see that it's important to study the words of God, just like the mother feeding the babies. And sometimes we'll be surprised and wondering why the pastor is so excited about that, encouraging us to study God's word, and often excited about that not we are not obeying his word. So we need to cry out to God for us, that not ourselves and also our children not obeying the word of God. In times when God answers, you will be joyful. I remember when Simon served with me before he went back to Hong Kong, he said, I'm going to eat the wonton noodles when I get back. So I told him, don't think about eating the wonton noodles. In 3 weeks, you should fast and pray for them. And I told him that even though you don't eat for 3 weeks, your tummy, after that, your tummy, when the tummy shrink, it will be still bigger than me. So don't worry about eating the wonton noodles. And he said, well, I will not eat the wonton, but I will eat the noodles.
Simon, 好大，我信耶稣。
Simon led me to Christ.
30 years ago.
That was 30 years ago.
我哋去卑买衫。我同佢一个同一个身材，38嘅 size。買 jacket 38啦，我依家仲著緊嗰件衫啊！佢已經唔啱著啦，已經掉咗好耐啦，已經啊！可能佢48、58啦，嗰陣時38，30年不變。
So,
離譜啊！真係，佢翻到香港，佢諗住食雲吞麵啊，體貼自己肉體，冇體貼聖靈為自己 uncle 落地獄嚟哀動啊！
So 30 years ago, he led me to Christ, and remember that when we went to the Bay for shopping, and we tried to buy a jacket, the size of the jacket was 38, and it fit both of us. And now it doesn't fit him, because I believe that he probably needs a bigger size now. But for me, I still have the same size, 30 years, no change in 30 years. And now he's still thinking about the wonton noodles. He should really cry for the spirituality of his uncle.Not the wonton noodles.
如果一個人愛神嘅説話，好似愛雲吞麵咁樣，我雲吞麵我中意，我中意個公仔麵。然後你話而家我話主啊，我愛你嘅説話，好似愛公仔麵咁樣，咁咪好咯？咁你咪健康咯？唔係啫，我哋唔係咁諗啫，我淨係諗公仔麵啫，淨係諗雲吞麵啫，冇諗住神嘅説話啫 ，right？ 我哋係咪咁嘅人啊？我哋係咪啊？我哋話自己基督徒係咪啊？有冇為自己仔女嚟哀動啊？冇啫，為自己冇工作嚟哀動啫，冇為自己仔嚟哀動啫。唔知道個仔會繼續咁啊落去，佢落地獄啫，我哋睇唔到啫。我哋冇為呢件事哀動啊！星期日翻嚟教會舉下手咁啊，唱下詩歌，以為咁啊得福氣啊！唔好自己呃自己啊！我話呢篇道啊，唔係同非基督徒講噶，非基督徒唔知道我講緊咩嘢噶。覺得呢個人太誇張啊！係你經歷過神，做佢個門徒，你先知道我講啲咩嘢啊！仲要受過苦啊！你知道哇，原來係咁嘅意思啊！好難頂啊
！So so if we can draw some parallel to ourselves to the things we love.If we can love God's word as we love the wonton noodles, that would be good. But I don't like wonton noodles as much as I like those Japanese noodles. So I can draw a parallel that I love Japanese noodle as much as I love God's words. So if we can have this attitude, then that will be good. We should also have the attitude of mourning for the children, mourning for the spiritual growth. And my sermon today is not to the non-Christian, but to the non-Christians. I'm not exaggerating in here. For you to fully understand this, you have to be a disciple. You have to go through, in order for you to understand the inside of it, you have to go through some suffering for you to understand what it means by that.
我正話講以利失咗自己嘅生命，失咗兩個仔嘅生命，失咗個媳婦嘅生命，而係個媳婦生咗個仔出嚟，佢講嗰句説話，佢話神嘅榮耀離開咗我哋，因為冇聽到神嘅説話，神嘅榮耀離開咗我哋，為呢事嚟哀悼。
So we talk about Eli lost his wife, his two sons,
and lost his wife,
his life, his two sons, and a daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law. When the daughter-in-law gave birth to his son, she named him, saying, "The glory of God has departed them." So she mourned for this.
神高舉你作王，係咪一個好開心嘅事情啊？ 呢個掃羅離開咗神嘅律例，佢失去乜嘢嘢啊？ 失去皇位，有冇失去佢兒子啊？ 到最後，兒子都失位啊！ 好慘啊！
So it's good that God exalted Saul to be a king, and it was a happy event. Can you imagine when Saul did not obey God's command, he lost his kingdom. He also lost his son as well.
詩人佢咁樣講，
Psalmist said,
詩篇119篇140節，佢話耶和華個説話係煉淨嘅，冇雜質嘅，好純正嘅，所以你個仆人喜歡。點解啊？佢睇過神個説話。 神個説話冇加多冇減少，但係就因為煉淨嘅緣故啊，好多人點樣啊？太簡單太精啊，睇唔到裏邊，哇！原來講咁多樣嘢，點解會下流成河啊？明唔明白？我哋唔明白點解下流成河啊？到明白嘅時候，原來喺苦難當中啊！但係有啲人啊，愛你啊，預先話俾你聽啊，你唔好去到呢個地步先知道啊，早啲知啊，咁我可以逃避呢啲啊。 我冇人話俾我聽啊！我去個教會啊，嗰啲牧師啊講啲嘢好好聽啊，但係我經歷嘅嘢唔係嗰樣嘢啊，明唔明我意思啊？佢冇將真嘢話俾我聽啊。So
in Psalm 119, verse 140, it said that God's word is flawless. It's been refined in the furnace 7 times.
119140.
It's been refined in the furnace 7 times. When we say...
Little.
The promise have been tested
thoroughly.
Your promise have been truly tested, and your servant loved them. So that's why when the Bible talk about the streams of tears, is talk about in order to understand that stream of tears, you have to go through the sufferings. You know, I love you first. I love you. That's why I want to tell you first, such that you can avoid all this calamity. Sometimes you heard the sermon from another pastor. They talked to you about a lot of good things that is good to your ears, but when you think about it, it contradicts to your real life because you have gone through some difficulties.
我叫呢班孩子去背聖經，背詩篇119篇，我自己背啊！我第二年我就60歲。 所以你唔好同我講話，我呢間老人遲鈍啊，背唔到啊，我照樣背啊，我同我班孩子一齊嚟背啊 ，OK？ 明明我講什麼東西啊？點解我背啊？點解我背啊？我要明白佢嘅心意啊！我信咗主30年啦。我仲系去背圣经，我仲学紧圣经啊！有啲人佢以为已经识咗圣经啦，佢冇为自己嘅灵命嚟哀恸啊，冇悔改啊，俾自己好多藉口啊，谂好多其他东西啊！我再讲啊，大卫啊，听神嘅说话，神高举佢作王。当大卫离开神的说话，大卫死了几多个仔啊？4个啊，好恐怖啊！所以彼得后书3章2节，他说你要纪念啊，圣先知预先所说的话就是旧约啊，并且纪念主的命令就是新约，就是使徒所传给你啊。呢家我哋基督徒啊，只系睇圣经睇一点点啫，喺边度圣经啊？荒漠甘泉嗰度啊，嗰啲古仔啊，阴公啊真系。而我讲嘅嘢啊，好似 foreign language to them， 哇，佢都冇，好似冇听过噶。你太夸张啊，好似讲啲嘢，唔系夸张啊。我哋要惊神，又要爱神，咁啊好啦。
So, I encourage your children to memorize the Bible verses. And I myself also practice what I teach to them. I'm 60 years old, and I don't use the excuse that I have Alzheimer's. And I do it too. Why do I want to memorize Bible verses? Because I want to understand God's words. I want to understand His will. I've been Christian for 30 years. I'm still learning. But some people thought that they knew everything. And they do not repent. They often, because they don't repent, because they often have themselves lots of excuses, and their minds often distracted by other things. Look at David. When David listened to God, God exalted him as king. But the moment he disobeyed God, he lost 4 sons totally. If you reference back to 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter talked about that we need to consider the commands of the Lord and also the teaching of the things in New Testament.
你讀俾我聽3章2節 Second Peter.
So let's look at Second Peter.
Second Peter chapter 3:2. Peter 點講啊？ I want you to recall the word spoken in the past. By the holy prophet. Does it including Samuel? Does it talk about Eli? Does it talk about Saul? Does it talk about David? The bad example and the good example, right? Talk about all this. Remember what is spoken through the holy prophet, like Samuel, Elijah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, right? Remember them, okay?And remember the command given by our Lord Jesus Christ through the apostle. That means remember the Old Testament and remember the New Testament. Right? Right? Then we will understand God's word.
So in here, Peter said, I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets, that including the major prophets, and also including the events happened in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, the particular characters are Eli, Saul, and David. And also said that in the commands given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles, which is the teaching in the New Testament. So you need to recall both Old Testament and the New Testament.
我自己去回想翻。
When I recall this,
我有什么长处 使到神施大恩俾我，呼召我叫我做传道人啦。
So I meditate to myself that what kind of goodness I have that I brought to God that He will call me to this ministry.
係因為我冇犯罪嗎？
Was it because I haven't committed any sin?
係因為我比你更聖潔嗎？
Or was I more holier than you?
我發現唔係。
And I realized I wasn't.
唯一一樣嘢，我初初信主嘅時候。
But only one thing, when I recall, when I first became a Christian.
我記得嗰陣時教會有一個推動，就背話背一百節聖經。記得我所講嘅，你舉手。係我嗰個年代嘅，大約廿幾年前。嗰陣時有一個運動喺教會裏邊，就話如果可以咧就背啊五十節，如果最叻嘅咧就第二年之後咧就背到一百節。我話我要背，我係由嗰陣時開始我背聖經。
So I remember, but only one thing I remember that I have done was that when I first became a Christian, the church at that time has a program to encourage people to memorize Bible verses. The first exercise was to, the first target was 50 verses, and then the next target is 100 verses. And I commit myself to that I will memorize those 100 verses. And that was how I start to memorize Bible verses.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Moses and Miriam?
So,
what do you hear? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Do you too want to be comforted by the Lord? You have to mourn about your spiritual life. You're reluctant in memorizing Bible verses. You have to mourn about that. Then your life will be changed. Then you'll be comforted. Do you understand?
So I just want to particularly target to Aaron and Moses that you need to mourn for your spiritual life. And then you start memorizing Bible verses, then you will have a life changed. And do not reluctant to do that.
My mother tongue is Chinese. Because I teach on Tuesday an English Bible study, I memorize the English one. It's even harder for me. You understand? And I did it.
So,
and you can do better.
So let me encourage you on my admonition to you. My mother tongue is Chinese. And I not only memorize Chinese verses of the Bible, I also memorized the Bible English version of the Bible verses. I can do it. So as you.
Joshua, could you tell us? Psalm 119, you memorize up to when? Psalm 176. The whole thing. Joyce? Up to 176. The whole thing. Right? At first, I'm faster than they are. Now they are faster than me. What about you? You're 176 too? Okay, tell me what's 144. Your statue. Joyce? You speak louder. Your statue are forever right. Give me understanding I may live, right? Remember the Bible verses too. Don't just the whole thing, okay?
So Joshua memorized Psalm 119 from verse 1 to 176, same as Joyce, and same as Daniel, actually. In the beginning, I was faster than them. They memorized Bible verses. But now they catch up on me, and I'm behind of them now. So I encourage them not just to memorize the the book of Psalm 109, also asked them to memorize the verses of the words as well.
Joshua was 129. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. Isn't it wonderful? 129. Right? That's good stuff. Your statutes, your word are wonderful, therefore I obey them. If I disobey them, I lost my job, I lost my children, I lost my position, I lost my wealth. I cry like a baby, right? But your word are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. I get blessing, right? That's good stuff. You got that, Moses? Is it good stuff? It's wonderful.
So in here, it says your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. When I disobey, the consequence could be that I lost my job, I lost the children, and then you will cry like a baby. However, if you obey, you will get all kind of blessing, and that is wonderful. That's why it says wonderful.
When we 為我哋嘅朋友嘅罪嚟哀恸，為我哋嘅國家嚟哀恸嘅時候，跟住我哋一定會為佢祈禱，一定咧會向佢哋傳福音。到最後，我哋有收成嘅時候，我哋得到神嘅安慰。我哋流淚撒種，一定會歡呼收割，明白嗎？唔怕噶，呢個係正路嚟嘅。
So we should mourn for our sins, and then mourn for our children, mourn for our friends, and also as well as our country. Once we have mourned for them, all these things, then we will start to pray. After we pray, then we share the gospel with them. And in harvest time, we will be rejoiced. Do not be afraid. That is the right path to take.
5章第4節, 叫做 Plan A. 咩叫 Plan A 啊？有 Plan A， 有 Plan B。Plan A 就係話事情災難仲未臨到，但我預先見到災難，我就為呢件事情哀動，以致到災難冇臨到我，我可以得到安慰。Plan B 係咩咧？我話俾你 ，Plan B 係咩嘢
？So verse 4 is actually has two folds. First is it has a Plan A.And also the plan B. Plan A is we mourn first, and then we pray, and then we will get comfort before the calamity comes.
想唔知道 plan B？ 想唔知道 plan B 嘅举手？想知道 plan B 系乜嘢
？Who knows to know the plan？ What is plan B？
写低 plan B， 诗篇189篇67節、71節、75節。92節和50節
So plan B is in there.
67, 71, 75, 92, 50.
So plan B is referenced back in Psalm 109, verse 50, 67, 71, 75, and 92.
冇為佢哀恸嘅時候。苦難就臨到，所以詩人話咩啊？喺我未受苦以先，我走迷了路。
So before calamity come, we should mourn. That's why the psalmist said, "I went before I was afflicted. I went astray.
But now,
I obey your command."
呢個係 Plan B， 苦難臨到啦。I want plan A, I don't want plan B. But most of the time, plan B is come, right? 咁 plan B come 嘅時候點樣咧？你唔好灰心，唔使驚，悔改就得啦。 Plan B 67節，我未受苦意先走迷了路。71節，受苦是与我有益的，为要叫我学习你的律例，谨守你的典章。72節，罗七差二。
So you know we like to be in Plan A, but sometimes when Plan B come, don't be afraid, do not lose heart, but repent because affliction is good for you. Said in the verse 71 and 75. That it was good for me to be afflicted, so that I may learn your decrees. Verse 75.Oh, and now I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in your faithfulness you have afflicted me.
未受苦以先，唔肯学神嘅说话，受咗苦对我有益，我肯去学，我肯去学 ，right？ 罗七、七廿一、七十五、七十五，诗人话：我知道耶和华，我知道你嘅律例。你的訓語是公義的，你是以誠實來叫我受苦的。你叫我受苦不是想我死的，你叫我受苦想我什麼？得福氣，想我回轉，想我悔改的，想我再一次站起來的，明白嗎？父母管教我，因為他愛我。 In faithfulness, you have afflicted me. Lord, I love you, thank you, bring me back. Right? I love that. 所以你受苦的時候，你不要怕，只需要什麼？悔改回轉。你在75節的旁邊，你寫下《使徒行傳》3:19，悔改歸正的時候會怎樣？你的罪就得到塗抹，安舒的日子，平安喜樂的日子，從主那裡臨到我了。 OK， 這個是 Plan B。
Acts 3:19. So that's why before we were afflicted, very often that our attitude is that we don't want to know God, but when we are afflictedthen we want to know more about God. So when we are afflicted, then we repent. We should repent before God. And that's why in the Psalm 119, it said that your law is upright. In the faithfulness, you afflicted me. Also in the New Testament, Acts 3:19, it said that repent, then turn to God, so that your sins will be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
75節講乜嘢？詩人話：如果我唔係喜歡你嘅律例，如果我唔係喜歡你嘅説話，我喺受苦嘅時候早就冇命啦。受苦話啊，神都唔愛我，我咪離開神咯。但係我愛神嘅説話嘅時候，我知道原來有 Plan B 嘅。呢個受苦係對我有益嘅，叫我回叫我悔改回轉，所以我冇死到啊，明白嗎？我可以有一個回頭嘅地方啊。
So that.That's why, you know, we as a Christian,
92節,
we as a Christian need, when we experience the Plan B, and then we repent and then turn to God. And in the verse 5, he said, I know that, O Lord, that your law are righteous. In, you know, faithfulness, you have afflicted me. And also in the verse 92, it said that if your law has not been my delight, I would have perished in my afflictions.
親愛弟兄姊妹，我今日俾呢啲經文俾你啊，係我自己經歷過嘅。我喺苦難當中學嘅，係 Plan B 嚟嘅。冇人教我 Plan A 啊，冇人教我 Plan A 啊，我哋學 Plan B 啊，明唔明白？明唔明白？所以50節 ，My comfort in my suffering is this, Your promise preserve my life. That's why I don't perish in my affliction.Verse 50.
So when I shared all these verses to you,
我冇再 take antidepressant drugs when I'm in affliction. I didn't do that. My comfort in my suffering is this: Your promise preserve my life, not the drugs preserve my life. You got that? That's why I memorize God's word. Right? Right.
So I share this with you. It was through my experience of affliction. That's why I can share all these verses with you on 50, 67, 71, 75, and 92. No one has taught me about Plan A. I learned it. And then I also prepare myself for the Plan B. So when affliction comes, you know how to handle this.
Verse 50.
Verse 50. It said, My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise renew my life.
Your promise preserve my life. 我的性命之所以存活，不是那些药，是神的话语。如果我不是喜欢你的说话，我早就没了。弟兄姊妹，要不要背圣经？你告诉我，我们不要背圣经，我们不背不行，我们不背不行，我们很容易跌倒。 Right? 我告訴你，我知道神一定會做大事的。我見到我自己的親戚 Joshua 有 cancer， 我怎樣幫他呢？如果我為他祈禱，他自己沒有悔改，幫不到他的。他悔改，神的說話立刻幫到他。 福音是神的大能，是只能够救相信的人，救不到相信的人，怎样使他相信啊？我就鼓励他背圣经，他开始冇咁样背噶，我哋去背，后来佢见到 Joyce 背到128节，next week he beat us， he go to 176， right？ I encourage you， you encourage me， right？ If you are lazy, I see that you are lazy, you have no intention to read the scripture, then I give you baby food. I discourage, and I kill you. Every week you get baby food. One Bible verses only, nothing else. Right? Is that what you want? No, that's not what you want. Do you want me to give you baby food like this? And I give it to you? I want to make sure it's warm, right? Come on. You can do that, right? If Pastor John can do it, you can do it. How many people older than me? Raise your hand. Only a few, right? You all can do it. Your English is better than me. You can do it. All right? I finish my sermon here. We partake the Holy Communion. All right? Next week, I continue to talk about the Beatitude.
So when I was afflicted, I wasn't dependent on the drugs to lift me up, but I was depending on God's words. And memorizing them. If we don't memorize God's word, we will be trapped and fallen. I remember Joshua, when Joshua had cancer, and then in the process, he repents. He seeks God, and I also help him. God's word is good for those who are willing to help themselves. If you don't want to help yourself, it's to help those who believe in it as well. And then I encourage him to memorize Bible verses. When he heard Joyce memorize up to 128 of previous week, and then next week he memorized up to 176. He beat all of us. And I don't want to treat you like a baby and spoon feeding you. I believe that you can do it if you want to memorize Bible verses. If I can do it, you can do it. I know not many of you among here is older than me. So, and if I can do that in English, you can also do that. So let's stop here for today on the sermons. We'll do the communions.
我想將我所學到的是用出來。使徒行傳，聖經它說，那班使徒一面 放膽講神嘅道，一面伸出手嚟醫治疾病，並且使到神蹟奇事因著神嘅聖仆耶穌基督嘅名行出嚟。第4章30節。
so I share with you what I learned and also try to put that into practice.
一面講道，一面行神蹟。
As written in Acts chapter 4, verse 10.
Chapter 4, verse 29 to 30.
4:29 to 30. It said, the Lord consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your words with great boldness. In the old time, the disciples preached the word, God's word boldly, and also they performed a miracle and healing as well.
Read that, 29 to 30.
So stretch out your hands to heal and perform miracles, signs, and wonders through the name of the Holy Servant Jesus.
一面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
Enable your servant to speak the words with great boldness.
一面伸出你的手来，耶稣的手来医治疾病。
And also stretch out your hands to heal.
大放胆量讲道，使到人听到。
To speak boldly of God's word so that people can listen.
用耶稣的手来施行神迹奇事。
And with the outstretched arm of Jesus Christ to perform miracles, miraculous sign,
使人见到,
so that people can see.
来教会,
when people come to church,
我在神面前祈求,
I pray to God,
让人听到,
I pray to God that people will listen,
让人见到,
people can see,
听到神的道,
when they hear the words of God,
见到神迹,
and seen the miracles, miraculous signs and wonder,
主怎样讲,
whatever the Lord has said,
我怎样信。
That how I believe it.
雅各書,
in James,
五章十三節,
chapter 5, verse 13.
你若有受苦的呢,
those who suffer,
若有受苦的呢, 應該禱告, 若有喜樂的呢, 應該歌頌。
Is any one of you in trouble, he should pray. Is anyone happy?Let him sing the songs of praise.
如果有病的呢，应该请教会的长老来为他抹油来祈祷。
Is any one of you sick? He shall call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him.
奉耶稣的名，你为他祈祷。
Pray for him in the name of the Lord.
为他抹油。
And anoint him with oil.
主必定医治他的身体。
And the Lord will heal his sick body.
这个是主讲的。
This is what the Lord said.
这个是主的命令。
This is the Lord's command.
这个是我所相信的。
This is what I believe.
耶和华的说话是炼净的。
The God's words has been refined.
没杂质的。
It's flawless.
所以你的仆人喜爱他。
That's why your servant.
你的说话奇妙。
Your words are wonderful.
所以我遵守他。
That's why I obey them.
Joshua 出来。
Josh, come out.
我再为他祈祷。
I will pray for him again.
边个有病的？开同时候出来。
Whoever has also experienced illness, please come out as well.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
你所讲的说话,
what the command you have said,
句句都带着能力的,
is come with power.
求你自己亲自施恩,
and pray that you will show mercy.
你见到你的儿子,
you saw your children,
怎样来亲近你,
how he has drawn close to you,
将你的说话,
he put your words
藏在心里面,
in his heart,
而且是昼夜的思想,
and I meditate day and night.
求你自己亲自的施恩,
pray that you will show him mercy,
不要叫你的儿子羞愧,
so that he will not be shamed.
当他按着你的说话,
when he follow your commands,
按你的说话来祈求的时候,
when he follow your commands, pray according to your words,
求你应允他的祷告,
and pray that you will answer his prayer,
医治他的疾病,
heal his sickness.
我相信你出于你的说话,
I know that whatever comes from the words,
每一句都带着能力的,
it has power.
以前你怎样叫使徒, 大放胆量, 一面来传道, 一面来施行神迹奇事。
And before you have commanded your disciples to preach your word boldly and also perform miracle signs and wonders.
今天你仍然可以这样。
Nowadays, you can do the same thing.
因为耶稣基督,
because the Lord Jesus Christ,
昨日,
yes,
今日,
yesterday, today,
直到永远,
and forever,
是不改变的,
never change.
你的说话,
your words,
是传到永远,
last forever, forever and ever.
你的说话,
your words,
安定在天,
your words steady in heaven.
你點樣講
？Whatever you said，
事情會點樣應驗
？When you command, things will accomplish。
當你個仆人傳講你個道
，When the servant proclaim your words，
遵行你個説話
，Follow your words。
你唔好叫佢羞愧
，Do not put him to shame。
你向佢顯出你恩待佢嘅憑據
，You show him your human kindness to him。
叫 Joshua，
to get Joshua
得著全然嘅醫治
，has 100% healing。
醫生醫唔到嘅。
We know that the doctor cannot heal，
係你醫到。
But you are the healer。
在你裏邊
，in you，
冇難成嘅事。
Nothing is impossible。
人不能嘅。
When man is impossible，
在神凡事都能。
Everything is possible in you。
求你顯出你嘅榮耀。
Pray that you will demonstrate your glory。
顯出你嘅能力。
Demonstrate your outstretched arm。
叫你嘅兒女嚟到你面前。
Such that your children, when the children come to you，
唔單止聽到道。
Not just listen to your words，
見到你自己所你右手所施行嘅神蹟奇事
，and also see your right hand's outstretched arm to perform the miracles，
應許你仆人嘅禱告
，you will fulfill the promise of the servants，
叫你嘅名
，such that your name
值得敬拜
，will be feared，
值得讚美
，your name shall be praised，
求你施恩
，pray that you will show mercy，
讓你嘅仆人敬畏你
，such that your servant can fear you。
我現在奉耶穌基督嘅名。
Now I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
為 Joshua 抹油禱告。
I will in your name I anoint oil on Joshua。
求你自己醫治。
And pray that you will heal him。
求你施恩。
Show your mercy to him。
使用呢個孩子。
Will use this child。
喺你嘅手中。
In your hands。
成為貴重嘅器皿。
Will be a precious vessel。
傳揚你嘅名。
To share your words。
述説你嘅大德。
Proclaim your goodness.
宣揚你嘅大恩。
Proclaims your gratefulness.
因為你本為大。
Because you are great.
該受大讚美。
It's worthy to be praised.
其大無法測度。
Your wonderful is beyond our imagination.
這一代對那一代。
From this generation to next generation.
都要傳揚你，讚美你。
Will proclaim your words and to praise you.
奉耶穌基督聖名而求。
I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's sing a song first.